There were plenty of helping hands in Bradford Thursday afternoon. Most of the 357 students from Fred C. Cook Public School from kindergarten to grade 8 lined up to form a human conveyor and hand deliver about 500 food items as a donation to Bradford's Helping Hand Food Bank, at their new location in the town's neighboring social services and community hub at 177 Church Street on April 18. This was an important event today to recognize and thank the amazing volunteers from the Helping Hand Food Bank, Vice Principal Ann Wright said in a statement. We wanted to let them know we are grateful for all they do in our community. She noted the importance of providing students with opportunities to be caring, contributing citizens and giving them a chance to experience the positive aspects of volunteerism firsthand. That seemed to resonate with the kids. It feels good to be honest, said Jason Rodriguez, a grade 8 student who normally only sees that much food in one place while visiting Costco. It's a lot of food and we're all working together, Grace Enriquez, grade 8 student said, adding she felt that all her fellow students care about helping the food bank. I feel like we're all helping and there's a lot of teamwork and collaboration, grade 7 student Sophia Llanos said. I just felt really happy and proud to help people out. Students began collecting food in December and Wright estimated they collected about 1,000 food items in total, but explained that about half of those had since been donated directly to families in need while the food bank was transitioning to their new location. While she hopes the donation helps to welcome their new neighbors, Wright added that it's not a one-time gesture. We're very grateful to be receiving the donation today, Food Bank Executive Director Carolyn Kahn said. Our schools are really keeping us afloat these days with food donations. Especially over the holiday season. Our schools were tremendously supportive. Prior to the pandemic, Kahn recalled a previous effort from Fred C. Cook to bring donations to the food bank's old location on Moore Street, admitting she was almost moved to tears that day by the quiet gathering. In comparison, Thursday's event was loud and boisterous and super exciting, to the point that Kahn could actually hear the students' enthusiasm before even opening the double doors and seeing an amazing group of children. I want them to know how valuable and appreciated they are, she said. In response to increased costs, the food bank recently moved to serving clients once per month from the previous model of twice per month, which impacts their usage numbers, but the food bank still sees between 430 and 480 visits each month on average, representing about 1,100 individuals and 450 families in March. Currently, their most needed items include Kraft dinner, peanut butter, juice, cereal, diapers sized 5 to 6, soap and shampoo. To help better serve clients, they recently extended their availability by 1 hour each shift and are currently open Mondays to Wednesday from 1 to 4 p.m. and Fridays from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Starting May 1, the food bank will switch from pre-filled baskets to their new market model where clients can browse and select items based on individual needs and preferences, just like they would at a grocery store. Further details about the food bank and how it has been supporting the community since 1991 can be found at bradfordfoodbank.ca.